trend for 2013 food prices continue to delight consumers and puzzle economists. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, consumers may be delighted, but many economists continue to be puzzled by the trends in food prices this year.
If you had asked me from the outset of the year, from the outset of 2013, I would have expected food prices to be growing slowly at this point, not shrinking.
That's USDA economist Ricky Volpe, who says the latest Consumer Food Price Index shows that from April to May,
we've seen all food prices fall 0.1%, and we've seen supermarket prices has fallen 0.3%.
And even though supermarket prices are up 0.8% from a year ago,
so we are seeing so far inflation on the year. We're seeing, you know, if nothing were to change for the rest of 2013, we're going to end up with food prices higher this year than they were in 2012. But of course, this is a very modest increase, especially compared to what we've seen in recent years.
And even more telling is how food prices have behaved from the beginning of the year to now.
They are down a very, very tiny amount.
Puzzling, given last year's extreme drought. But Volpe does say that if you look at wholesale price trends,
those prices are actually up 3% from the same time a year ago, which does suggest that we're going to see inflation pick up in the next few months.
But not sure if it will pick up enough to justify the current food price inflation forecast for the year of 2.5% to 3.5%. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.